Copper Penny. One winter day in 1910, 3-year-old Lawrence Johnson was playing on the floor. He found a penny, picked it up, looked at it, and then popped it in his mouth.
Lawrence, do you have something in your mouth?
His mother asked as she entered the room. Lawrence shook his head no and swallowed. The copper penny lodged in his esophagus. He coughed a time or two, and his mother turned him over her knee and patted him on the back, but he could not dislodge the penny. Mrs. Johnson held Lawrence on her lap and demanded to know,
"What did you have in your mouth?"
He lied and told her,
"Nothing."
Several days passed, and Lawrence seemed to be having trouble swallowing. He was losing weight, and he had been rubbing at his throat so much that the skin was red and irritated. Well, Mrs. Johnson took Lawrence to a doctor. He poked and probed at the boy's throat before finally turning to Mrs. Johnson and asking,
"Could he have swallowed something? Perhaps a coin?"
"The other day, I thought he had something in his mouth, but he swallowed it before I could see what it was. He coughed once or twice, but he never gagged or anything. I suppose he could have found a coin on the floor,"
said Mrs. Johnson.
"This could be very serious. I propose an operation. If we don't remove it, gangrene may set in and your son could die,"
the doctor said. Two surgeons removed the penny from Lawrence's throat. The operation was an unqualified success and was heralded at the time as one of the most unique operations in the history of medicine. You've been listening to Writing the West. The stories and poetry in this podcast are by Rick Stieber and appear in books by him. Log on to www.rickstieberauthor.com to find out more. This program was produced by Michael Messner by permission of the author. Special thanks to Michael Tucker, Rachel Pulliam, and Art Shingler. Thank you for listening.